I am Patrick Serrato, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
And I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime movies, and this is the Deck the Lifetime Uncorked podcast. Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yes. My goodness. Patrick, we are past due for us, you and I, to just do a podcast together.
This is the one.
This is it. We kicked Brandon out to sea. We're supposed to be on The Amazing Race together. And so this could be a good start to our audition tape, in my opinion.
Yeah. Application pending, but
that's right.
We're getting there.
That's right. Do you still watch The Amazing Race?
When I remember it's on, you know, I feel like it's always on.
Yeah.
But, I didn't catch it every day.
I didn't know it was still on television, but you know, if it is, I think you and I, we'd crush it. We'd crush it.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. I'm so excited. What's that guy, the host name? It doesn't matter.
Tim Terry. I don't know his name.
I don't know his name either. I can picture him.
We'll call him Tim Terry. I can too. He's very serious. Like Jeff Probst.
So serious.
Jeff Probst looks like he knows that it's not as serious as he's taking it and he can joke around. Mm-hmm. But Tim Terry on Amazing Race, he is very, very serious. Like,
oh yeah.
Life or death. Serious.
True. Well, it is. It's Amazing Race.
It's an amazing race. That's right. And we should do the show. We're going to do this show today. And I have continued my streak of not watching a Lifetime movie. Phil Keegan or Kagan. I don't know how you say it, but in the chat on Bramble Jam Plus, someone has helped us out. Phil Keegan or Kagan. I don't know which it is. I'm going to go with Kagan is the host of Amazing Race. We solved that mystery.
No. I would have never got that.
If you gave me 10 names or 5 names or 3 names, I probably would not have picked Phil Kagan. But we're here, and now we know. Thank you, Ernie. I'm not watching a Lifetime movie. Brandon's not here. But luckily, we still have the Lifetime movie expert. And so you're going to guide me through the film that I don't even know the title. I don't even know the name of the movie. You're gonna try to sell me on it, and I'm gonna tell you what I think about it. And we're gonna have a fun time. And producer Erin is here. She watched the movie. So I'm not saying you would ever do this, Patrick, but if you left out a detail or got something wrong or mispronounced a name, not that you would ever do any of those things.
Oh, I didn't look up names, so this is all on Patrick.
Great, perfect, good. Erin is.
I gotta pull up that IMDb.
if you maybe go wayward plot wise, Erin will be here to keep you on the rails there. But
you know, I like to say embellish. I might embellish a little.
You know what?
For storytelling purposes.
But you know what's beautiful about it is that I honestly think the version that you tell is the version you experienced. And so,
yes.
I'm not here to get into a philosophical conversation, but I do think people watch these movies and they're drinking wine or they're doing laundry or they're half paying attention. And the movie that they remember or experienced may not have been the movie that was on the screen. And that's why your version may be the most authentic version of recapping the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not here to correct each other. And like, we're not here for fact checking. This is just one Lifetime expert's opinion of what happened.
What do you got there? What kind of coffee drink do you have there, Patrick?
This is a Nitro.
Yeah.
Just a Nitro.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I get if I go to the Starbucks. I'm trying a thing this year where I'm not starting my day with a Diet Coke. So I don't drink any Diet Coke until lunch. And I only drink it twice a day. Lunch, I drink Diet Coke, and then once around like 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And it's been really, really hard. The headaches are pounding by the end of the day, like really tough. Ooh. But I'm like drinking coffee in the morning. But I've today is the first day I made my own cold brew coffee. It like bought it.
The beans?
Yeah, like ground them, the whole thing, brewed it overnight, like 18 hours, and put it in one of these things, mixed it the whole bit, pressed it. Pretty good. Pretty good for my first try. And it's because I need something cold with a straw. Like I can't, that part of the morning I still need, I think. And and I got to be honest, it's a lot of work on the front end, but then the coffee just stays in the pitcher in the fridge all week and I don't have to make coffee again. So I think I'm on board.
Pitcher, pitcher of water. Having a nice pitcher of cold water in your fridge is so nice. Oh. So why not make a coffee?
Right. And then as long as my kids don't get into it, I feel like it's going to help me along the way. But
yeah, that's the trick. They'll be like, what's this black juice? This black juice is amazing. I have so much energy.
That's right. And my kids, you've met them. I don't know if they need that. Yeah. I don't.
I think they might never need caffeine. I think they will go their lives.
That's right. We've not let them have any. So they're 7.5. They still can't have soda. Like a Shirley Temple occasionally. Like we'll be out to eat and I'll be like, boys, you want a Shirley Temple? And they feel so grown up. They order it. They're like, excuse me, ma'am. I'd like a Shirley Temple, please. And they're very.
Yes.
It's as formal. They may as well be in like black tie, tuxes with tails, cummerbunds, and they always are like two cherries. it's like this ridiculous like order that they do. But no caffeine. I just as long as I can possibly do it. All right. You tell me, what's the name of this movie? Yes. So I can see if you pronounce names right.
So the movie is called Dying for Fame. That's what we're covering today.
Dying for Fame.
Yes. Surprisingly, not a title Lifetime has used. And this is the first Lifetime movie of 2024 officially.
Okay.
We didn't have a lot of movies come out in the first couple of weeks. We've been really focused on the Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
The what? The who?
The Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
You're going to have to help me here. I don't know. I don't know any of those words.
Munchausen syndrome.
What?
Munchausen's by proxy.
By proxy, of course.
Different things.
Yes.
It is true.
What is this a real story?
For years of her life, her mother, she thought she was sick, bound in a wheelchair, and it eventually got to a point where she found out she wasn't sick, convinced her boyfriend to murder her mother, and she's been in jail.
I have not heard. Yes. I don't know literally 0% about this. I don't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is.
Now she's out of jail. She got released.
It's a blind spot in my just.
She's dying for fame. She's an influencer now.
And she killed somebody or had somebody killed?
Yeah, her boyfriend.
She orchestrated it. So she's, she served her time. She's, what's that called? Conspiring to murder someone.
Yeah, conspiracy to commit murder. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah,
so just she did that. But don't call her a murderer because she gets really offended.
Yeah. All right. Not a murderer. Got it.
She is on the line, so don't call her that.
So that, because of that story, Lifetime didn't release any movies?
Exactly. This story is so huge. They got the first interview out of jail. They interviewed her 6 months in jail and did a 4-part docuseries they've been releasing over the last couple of weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
And okay.
They did a Lifetime movie about her childhood and the stuff with the mother, with Marsha Gay Harden as the mother.
That's a big name. It's a big name.
Yeah.
She's
Academy Award winning.
Marsha Gay Harden. Wow. Well, there you have it. I guess tell me about Dying for Fame since we're here, but I now am going to look up Gypsy Rose Blanchard in my spare time.
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't. Great. I shouldn't. Not a murderer. And we want to make that clear.
Yeah. She's just conspired.
She's an assistant coach to murder is all she is. She's not the head.
Exactly.
Yes.
So this movie does not star Gypsy Rose. It stars Dylan Raine, another two name queen.
Doesn't everyone have two names? I just want to
yes, but I'm just saying
two name queen, Dylan Raine,
Emil and Anastet.
It's gotta be, Amelie Anstett would be my guess. Not Emil.
well, she was very pretty.
Okay.
She's the influencer.
Ritako, I would take a guess.
And Ritako. Christina Clifford.
Christina Clifford. So they brought out the big guns to start the year, is what we're saying.
Yes, they really did. Lifetime, spent all of $100,000 for this film.
Yeah.
And here we are. So the movie starts off. Don't forget, we're dealing with influencer culture. We're dealing with the internet, if you've heard of her. we start right off with that. The movie has an influencer on the gym with the phone, walking on the treadmill, being like, hey, guys, new year, new me. Taking selfies, spritzing herself with water so she looks sweaty. It's very passe.
It's passe.
In influencer culture of yesteryear.
Yeah. Like Lifetime's just getting to it, but it's, you know, it's 5-6 years old easy.
Right. They're like, have you heard of this thing about people making money online by posting pictures of themselves?
Unbelievable.
crazy.
Yeah.
This influencer's name is Juliet.
Okay.
Okay. She's beautiful. She's a Fitspo. She goes to the...
What does Fitspo mean?
Like fit inspiration.
Okay,
combined.
Got it. Fitspo. Okay, got it. Cool. Go.
That's kind of what she does. And she goes to the locker room. She comes out of the locker room and she sees the gym has been in rose petals, just rose petals and candles everywhere. And she's like, what?
The locker room?
The gym. Well, out of the locker room.
Okay.
The gym now is okay, totally covered. And she has a stalker. And the stalker has a star wrist tattoo. Very important. Star wrist.
That's
tattoo.
All we see is the wrist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think we might see like him in shadow or something.
Him.
No, you see him.
You see him. So it is a him with a star tattoo on the wrist. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And he's like, I'm in love with you and you're such a great influencer and you're so pretty. And she's like, get away from me, stalker. She starts running away and she bumps into this personal trainer named Ryan. And he's like, oh, I'll protect you. Don't worry. And then we cut to the club.
To the club. So she did not die for fame there. She lived for fame there?
We assume.
Okay. All right.
We assume.
Got it.
We meet Anna. She's a journalist, but like a blogger slash paparazzi.
Is Anna Dylan Rain, two name queen?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Two name queen, Dylan Rain.
Yeah.
Anna. Very pretty. I really liked her a lot. She's actually too good for this movie. She is like a modern day paparazzi though. She just kind of follows people and takes pictures of them with their phone. So she gets this like Lindsay Lohan type of person, like a young actor, like throwing up in the bathroom type of thing, and takes pictures and uses that to like her headline blog. She's like,
unbelievable.
There's no, what is it? No stoop she won't stoop to. No.
I think that's a saying. Yes. They say it all the time. There's no stoop she won't stoop to.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's looking for the most scandalous story all the time. And her boss is very pleased with her. Her boss is like, you're amazing. And there's this other coworker, Artie, who can't do what Anna can do. So the boss is like, Artie, you suck, but Anna, you're amazing.
Yeah, man, Anna, come on. Just above and beyond. No stoop you won't stoop to. Yeah.
And
okay.
And Anna gets assigned to a scandalous story about Juliet. She's like, okay, we have this hot new influencer. We got to find out what the angle is on this.
And we don't know where Juliet is at this point, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So Anna's got to like figure out what to do. And she's like, she invites Artie over to the house, to her house to like start doing some recon. They like look her up online. There's this really long monologue. I wish I had wrote it down, but it was like a morality like monologue about influencers and narcissism and like how to
morality monologue about influencers.
Yeah. Like it was kind of like the thesis of this movie. If this was a paper.
Yeah. They're just giving that to you up front. The first 10 minutes.
Right. I mean, it never comes back, but it was like very pointed. It was like a 2-minute monologue.
Okay.
I might lift it for like my personal monologue. When
I'd
like
love to see it performed by Patrick Serrano. I think that'd be great.
Right. Yeah. Maybe at Bramble Fest.
That's, yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Sign him up.
Yeah. And she kind of like doesn't mind taking down the influencers or the famous people a peg because, you know, they deserve it basically is what she says.
Great. Great. Those influencers just have it coming.
They do. I mean, as an influencer, very light, like LITE light.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. No. As someone who would never try to sell you like a product of any kind, like I would never, I think influencers have it coming.
Right. Totally. So, Anna and they look at the profile, Juliet's profile, and they see that a lot of bot accounts. So like a lot of accounts that don't follow anybody.
Oh, so she's not fake. She's not really influencing anybody.
Mm-mm. She's just talking to the robots.
The void.
The Russian robots.
Russian robots. You know? Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's where they're from.
I'm sure they're all up from all over, but yeah, let's say it was Cold War. Let's do it.
Yeah, or maybe like Brazil. Brazil's a big place.
Brazilian and Russian robots.
And she sets up an interview. She has her angle. She calls Anna's manager, who also is her sister, Meg. Meg is red hair. Meg has red hair.
And that's very Anna's important. Sister or Juliet's sister?
Juliet's sister.
Got it. Juliet's sister. Got it.
Manager slash assistant slash mother slash cousin.
Got you it. Know. Yeah.
She's everything.
Yes, she's everything.
So we see Juliet's apartment. Meg is there installing new security cameras because of the stalker. And Anna walks in. She overhears Juliet and Ryan, the trainer, fighting. They're arguing. He runs downstairs. He's like, "You're terrible. I hate you." You know, typical fighting. And Anna is like, "Oh, this, like, I'm getting all the gossip right now." And then he like turns to her and he like looks at her and he's very handsome. Ryan is very handsome. Let's just put that out there.
Got it.
If you didn't
hunk of the movie, that. Ryan.
Oh yeah. He got gets it. Shirtless. We'll get there.
Aaron, he gets shirtless Aaron multiple probably, times.
Yes.
And wow.
Actually he gets, spoiler alert, he gets completely naked.
Oh my gosh. Lifetime starting off 2024. Right. They are doing it.
Yes. So, he makes eyes at Anna and they're clear. They have a thing.
Yeah, you know, of course they do. Going yeah. On.
But Anna doesn't have time for that. She confronts Juliet about her fake followers and Juliet's like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have fake followers. But I bet you were unpopular in high school."
Ooh, sick burn.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to ask. Were you popular in high school?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a private school and I played 5 sports and it was 60 kids in my class. So like, Yeah. I mean, like
everyone was popular.
Yeah. It's not like it was, but I mean, I did like, I was on the academic team and I played 5 sports and did student council. So like, you just kind of know everybody. So I don't think it's fair to like, be like, yeah, Daniel was really, it was just, I'm thrilled to say that high school was not my favorite time of life. I enjoyed high school just fine, but would never choose to go back. Like would never choose, like would take now, at 40 over 18 and 17 in high school any day, like any day. What about you? I know that we talked about high school a little bit with you, but would you went to a bigger school? You popular?
I went to a performing arts school. So I think everybody was, was a nerd, theater nerd. But no, I was on the morning announcement. So yeah, I was the gay guy on the morning.
Say no more.
I was, happy with my social standing, I think.
When you were doing the morning announcements, did you ever have to like go to break? Was there like a break in morning announcements or was it just like a straightforward no breaks, just type 5?
Never. I went the full first period.
Wow. You missed the full, full every day?
Yeah, my producer would be like, hello, we gotta go to a break.
And you just went right through.
No.
Let's make up for it right now. Let's take a quick break. We'll get back to high school chat and maybe a little bit of Dying for Fame right here on Deck the Lifetime Uncorked. We're back here, Deck the Lifetime Uncorked. We're talking to famous for morning announcements in high school, Patrick Serrano. Patrick, before we dive into the movie, I did have a question for you, which is, have you ever been influenced to actually purchase something because of someone you saw on Insta or YouTube or wherever?
Yep.
You have?
Yep.
Anything her in particular?
Her name is Candace Cameron Bure. She got me to buy this.
Are you serious?
This is 1,000% serious.
Oh, no.
When I was doing my What You Say Candace Cameron Bure segment, I watched her Instagram all the time for that segment. She got me to buy a water oxidizer for during COVID
to
clean things with not toxic chemicals.
Oh my goodness.
So I bought a water oxidizer and I used that to clean my vegetables. I used that to clean the gas station handles.
What? Everybody else is using hand sanitizer, you know, science, and you're using water to clean a oxidized gas pump.
Oxidized water, yes.
Did that work?
It smells, it gets rid of odors.
It sounds like you got to add some prayer to that is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I still have it. I literally just used it yesterday. So
for what?
Like, damn you, Candace. I don't know. I just wanted to oxidize something.
You just went to oxidation mode. Oxidization. Yeah. I don't know if that's a word.
That is my one of many. I'm always sold by the influencer. They really get me.
I think had I not been someone who for the last 5 years have been sent products to sell, I don't think I ever have been, but that's because I think I get sent products to sell on occasion, not all the time. But I remember early on we were like, man, we got three companies that are blah, 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 going to send us this stuff. And two of the companies were really amazing. And one of the companies I was like, this product is trash. And I knew that we were getting paid to sell it. And so I tried my best to not lie in those ads that eventually, you know, just brand did them.
Yeah, they're like, no, we can't do that.
Yeah, I think I just would be bad at it because I think you can honestly, if you listen to the ads that we do on Deck the Hallmark, oh, listen, look at you. You brought something similar to the marathon or Bramble Fest.
Yes, this is my recent purchase. It's a light mask. Look at all these lights.
Oh, my goodness. Well, when we were at Bramble Fest, you had a light mask, but this looks like it's you've upped your game. Is what it looks
upgraded.
Like.
Seriously upgraded. So yeah, no, I feel you on the products. Like, that was not sponsored what I just did there, but,
you think that works
out loud?
Would you say that works what you have there?
Absolutely. Yes. And I also bought some French face creams while I was in France. So you guys better watch out at Bramble Fest. I'm going to be looking like a baby.
Yes. Yes. Somehow. Yeah. Even though we're the same age, that's just not fair too, because you take such good care of your skin and I do not. And it's like, we have to stand next to each other in pictures and people are like, they're the same age. Are you sure about that? It's just not fair. Hey,
you know, I'll let you borrow my light when we see that's fair.
I will do your full face routine. As long as it doesn't involve me going in for a procedure, I will do your full face routine when you come for Bramble Fest. I'll do it. And it'll
that'd be great.
We'll do it. We'll do it together. It'll be wonderful. All right. So Juliet's sister's there. Ryan's a hunk. Anna and he are making eyes. Tell me about it.
All right. So the article goes live about the influencers and Juliet loses followers immediately, like thousands of them, the real ones she had. And the stalker is not pleased about this. Julia.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, I was thinking of
it's Julia the sequel Files. To Julia and Julia with Meryl Streep and Amy Adams. Mm-hmm. They're making it's Julia and Julia, and they're added Julia Stiles, who's going to play herself in that film. Going to be fantastic. I'm already looking for Oscar buzz, early buzz.
So Juliet, trigger warning, kills herself.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it really comes out of nowhere.
I thought the stalker was going to kill her or like something. She just kills herself. Sheesh. Yeah,
she jumps off a roof or something, and she's wearing a tiara. She has really
a great tiara? Hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the bad press has just gotten to her, you know. The public turns on Anna immediately. They're like, your article like was bullying. You're terrible. They send her death threats. She gets a dead rat at work in the mail.
A dead rat.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah.
That's how you know you're good at your job, though. If you're someone that stoops to the lowest stoop, you are good at your job when people are that angry, right?
That's what her boss said. He said, she said, you're doing great. This is amazing for us.
If your job is to be the worst person, you're not doing it well unless other people are mad at you for being the worst person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Anna is very caught up. She doesn't like this. She talks to Meg, the sister, and she's like, I'm sorry. Like, this was not my intention. And the sister's like, you're no better than the influencers that you try to take down. You just want to claim. You just want to get famous off your writing, and you're superficial. And I think she has a point. Meg is right. The people who, like, capitalize off of the influencers and, like, reporting on them, positive or negative, are also getting clicks and views.
100%. Yes. If you are report, like, it's like someone in the chat just said, have you received a dead rat yet, Daniel Thompson? I've not, but I get, listen, I get the appropriate amount of angry messages. Like, there is, like, you know, I don't ever want to be personally mean, but if someone's not messaging in going, you're mean to Brand, then I feel like I'm not doing my job successfully.
Right.
And so there is a certain amount of that that's true about, look, we're talking about TV movies. So we are thrice removed from the money-making source. Not, I don't think we're doing the stuff that they're doing where they're taking down influencers. I think that's like, you know, that's a different level. But we get that to some extent, for sure. Mm-hmm. Understand that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So is she the one dying for fame in this movie?
I mean, it could be.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's literally dying for fame except for, like, me.
Yeah.
So.
No more questions. No more questions.
Slowly but surely. Yep. Yeah. Anna is starting to feel like she's being followed. She's very paranoid, you know, by the whole thing. Understandably, she gets a message from Juliet that's like a video message that comes in later. And Juliet's like, thank you so much for getting me out of the prison of influencer culture. Like, I didn't want that for my life. And she doesn't really appear suicidal in the video. She's hopeful for the future, even. You know what I mean? She's like, let's get drinks. Let's meet up and like whatever. I'm so excited to go live my life without influencing and being on social media, which I get.
Yeah.
I so want to get off social media, but I just can't. It's not possible.
Can I tell you, this is something that is like every, like so many people are like, I only put it on my iPad and I only blah, blah, blah. I just, I try to empathize because I can't sympathize. I don't know. I just look at social media when I would like to, and then I stop when I don't want to. It's just not an addiction for me, like Diet Coke is. You know what I mean? It's just not, it's like some days I'll look at it for an hour. Some days I'll look at it for 5 minutes. I don't have this desire to ever like leave it or like, do I feel like it's controlling? But like my wife, she only puts like, she doesn't do Facebook. She doesn't do Twitter. She puts Instagram on her tablet and at night she'll scroll through and look at, you know, videos of German shepherds like obeying or whatever. Like she, you know what I mean? She doesn't like, she doesn't have a big desire to be on it. And she just thinks it controls her life. I just don't, it's not my deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think it is. You think it's like it's controlling for you. Like it just takes up too much of your time.
I do it for the podcast. I do it for myself. I do it for my job. I do it for, you know, so many other things. So it's like so many different brand, like whatever's and voices and being on top of posting. And,
that's right.
And then, you know, I want to post what I want to post about like the Emmys red carpet or whatever, you know.
What's the most likes you've ever gotten on a post? Like, not, I don't need the number. Like, what was the post?
I don't know. I turned off likes on.
Wow. So people,
well, I don't see them.
Okay. So people can like it. You just don't see them. So you
don't, I don't,
you would like perseverate on it. You would just be like, this one got 1,000 likes or whatever. So you got to do more like that.
Yeah. I used to be like, oh my God, this got under 100 likes. I have to delete this post. You know, I have to delete it.
It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing to have under 100 likes.
That's not healthy. That's not healthy.
That is not healthy. I think we can all agree that that is not healthy. Yes, correct.
It's more for like, I use it for like communicating, like with the double deckers. Like I like to like talk with them on there. Like Aaron was like messaging me on Instagram last night about how scared she was watching this movie. That is like the interaction I want.
Yeah. And that's right. If you're on Bramble Jam Plus, the double decker tier, you get like, Patrick's just hanging out and he's great at it. He's always contributing. So what a guy.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. But back to our movie,
of course,
that we're very not interested in today. Anna, calls Artie to do, some research about the star tattoo. Cause she sees the star tattoo on the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. The stalker from the beginning.
They turn out to be male fans who, specifically male, who get star tattoos and they post online about how obsessed they are with a specific influencer and they call themselves Romeos, okay?
Romeos. So oh, and her name's Juliet.
I know.
It's a love story.
Yeah.
Baby,
yeah.
Just Romeo. Say death. Ooh, I just, yeah. That was just right now. That was right now.
Yeah.
I did that.
I love it. I love it. And this stalker has the tattoo. So obviously he's a Romeo and Juliet and all that stuff. Anna starts getting these creepy text messages. And she's like, I got to go to the police. This is getting too serious. Police don't care.
Don't care at all.
Don't care. Just not at all.
Just like, no, it's not a big deal. It's just you're on your own here, sport.
Yeah, they're like, well, you wrote an article that was defamatory.
You
that
get person, what you so. Get?
Yeah, you're going to get haters.
Wow.
Deal with it.
I mean, even more than not caring, I feel like the police was like angry that she was coming to them for help.
Classic.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you asked for this.
Yeah. Seems like a natural consequence.
The police are never helpful, but this was like to another level. Another level.
Oh, man.
So next, Anna has to talk to Meg, the sister, again to get more information about the stalker. And Meg's like, oh, yeah, the stalker was, you know, very crazy and dangerous. And, you know, I think you should be more worried about Ryan, because Ryan is a personal trainer, but he also does steroids and he has roid rage. He goes into roid rage and he was getting like abusive with Juliet, and that's why they were fighting.
Oh boy.
She caught him doing steroids.
Oh no.
I know. And Anna's like, whoa, this is crazy. So she's leaving the apartment. And the stalker gets in the elevator with her and she sees the star tattoo. She's like, oh my God, it's a star tattoo. They like run through the stairwell, but she gets away. And she goes to talk to Ryan.
He just chases the stalker just chases her out of the elevator and she just beats him in the foot race straight up.
Yeah. They just run away.
They just run away.
Well, she runs like out of the elevator and people are coming on. He gets caught.
I got, thank you. There it is. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Something happens. And then she gets almost hit by a car in the parking lot.
Of course. Classic. Can I be honest? This movie sounds like it sucks, but the idea of a group of stalkers that work together, typically stalkers are loners, and they all call themselves the Romeos and get a star tattoo on them. That is a fun bit, like for a Lifetime movie, because it's like, I don't want to spoil Scream that's 30 years old, but like you could think it's one person the whole time, but it's another one, right? There's multiple stalkers that all have a star tattoo. That's a really fun idea for a movie that sounds like it's better than this movie.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I mean, absolutely. But we're getting to the good stuff here, because Anna talks to Ryan.
Yeah.
He is sweaty at the gym, punching a punching bag because he's mad from his roid rage. And he says, I have no comment, and walks into the locker room. Wouldn't you know, Anna follows him into the locker room and he's like changing. He's like, did you not read the men's room on the door? Like, get out of here. She's like, we'll go to any lengths to get my story.
And he's fully naked.
He's taking off his clothes. And then he's like, okay, you're not leaving. And then he just drops trowel right in front of her.
Wow. Has the roid rage been paying off on the shirt shirtless? Is he looking good?
Sure. But she's unimpressed with the, you know, what's packing downstairs.
Really? So when he drops trowel, she doesn't have a reaction. She's just like, whatever.
She's like, nah.
Yeah.
Seen it all before.
That's right.
And I think I'm going to try this at my gym. I think I'm just going to go up to guys and start interviewing them while they're changing and see how that goes. You know,
you should do it. You should.
It's like, it's not fair. And I got to see the full thing. And, you know, in the locker room, guys are changing. They're shy. You know, they don't want, you don't like really look at each other. So maybe if I'm doing an interview, they'll be more open.
That's right. So you think what would open someone up in that weird situation is by asking them personal questions.
Yeah. But saying I'm a journalist.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have a set of like stock questions going in. I think that would be the key, because, you know, people that you're interviewing are not going to be famous. They're going to have some questions as to why you're interviewing them. Have
survey.
Yeah. This survey. You're doing a you're doing a survey.
Oh, well, you're right. We don't have surveys.
How's trash pickup at your house? Like, where do you like? Yeah, how's that going on a scale of 1 to 10? The street sweepers.
I'm with the community. I don't know. But, you know, the chemistry is like really going between them, you know?
So. Yeah. So the chemistry's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though we think he's abusive and she's heard that.
You're right. That is problematic. But I didn't really put that together. But you're right. You're right. That is, we should. That's a red flag.
A red flag, and we should say it on the podcast responsibly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Anna, come on.
Be better. So,
we learn the stalker's name is Holden. He is hiding in Anna's apartment when she gets home, and he is like scream asking her for help. He's like, please help me. I didn't do anything to Juliet. Someone murdered her. And he's like, I was paid to stalk her. Someone hired me on the dark web.
Ooh.
I became a Romeo as a cover, but then I actually fell in love with Juliet because Romeo and Juliet. And, I don't know who hired me, but somebody is out to get her.
Wow.
And wanted her to look more famous by having a stalker.
So someone cared enough about Juliet's rise to fame as an influencer to hire someone to fake stalk her?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's lame.
I was going to say, anybody out there wants to buy me a Valentine's Day present. Hire me a fake stalker, please. A hot one.
You should do these videos on Instagram where you're like, I'm just so worried about my stalker. It's just like, it's getting so hard to go out in public. It's just like, I can't live my life. I can't, you know. We could do that. We could.
Yeah, I have a company credit card. Patrick, I got you.
We could crowdsource
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah. Let's not. I mean, let's crowdsource.
Put it on the card.
Yeah.
Point.
So she's now, Anna has to figure this out, right? She meets up with Ryan for a drink. He is like happy to talk, but he thinks they're on a date. And then she starts asking questions about the juicing and the roid rage. And he's like, what the heck is this? Like, I don't do roids. I'm just naturally buff.
Does he say I don't do roids?
No, okay. No, but
that's disappointing.
He just denies it. Yeah. He confirms the breakup and he says, you know, the things were just rocky between them and he has an alibi for the murder or for the time of death of Juliet. So he was hooking up with some other lady that he met at the bar.
Okay. Got it.
And they're interrupted by a rude guy.
Interrupted? Who, time out. Like a break? Like they would just pop in and interrupt? Oh, no. They would interrupt somebody and just in the middle of a story and be like, no, you got to do this instead. That's unbelievable. We would never do that around here, except for right now. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back here at Take the Light Time Uncorked, rudely interrupted in the middle of a story, just like Anna and Ryan are interrupted at the bar. So, Patrick, just take it away.
So, this is the role I would play in the movie. You always got to identify the one. This guy is just like, Anna, you suck. You're a journalist. And you're trash. You're the worst.
What's this guy's name? I'd love this guy. What's his name?
I don't know. That was a better performance than what happened in the movie. So
this guy's name is, what is it? Is it Chad? Terry? What is it?
Oh, what was the guy? I actually
No, your character.
Know.
What's your character's name? Yeah.
My character's name is Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot. That's a great name. Elliot. I love it. Yes. I want to see more of Elliot. At least hear more of Elliot.
You're the worst. Get me a Captain and Coke. It's all about the specifics.
Yeah, it is. With Elliot, for sure. That's right.
So they leave. They're like, this guy sucks. Elliot's the worst. They leave the bar and then go make out in the alley.
Yeah.
And someone takes pictures of them, a paparazzi journalist, who you might have forgotten about, Artie.
Artie? Yeah, I forgot about him for sure.
He publishes a story about Anna, and now she is the topic of the tabloid discussions. Mm. Maybe he wasn't so ruthless after all.
What? Yeah. Unbelievable.
And you're like, oh no, is Artie bad? Is Artie
maybe
the bad guy?
Artie is jealous of Anna. Yeah.
You never see him again because she quits her job.
Duh.
She quits her job and she's like, good on you, Artie. And he's like, you taught me everything I know.
Wow. There you go. Great.
There you go.
Good. Good. So long, Artie.
Anna wakes up in bed the next morning. She has hooked up with Ryan.
Yeah. Who possibly is abusive, red flag, of course, as we want to say. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. She's looking through the bag. She finds a vial and it's steroids.
It's roids.
Look at his body. He gets out of bed. He has abs galore and he's like, please don't go public with this. This isn't true. He like grabs her arms and she's like, oh, get off me. You're roid raging.
is he like, he grabs her arm?
Yeah. He gets like a little like intense.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
So Meg, Anna has no job. She goes to talk to Meg. She's like, I don't know what to do. You are right about Ryan. He's the mess. And Anna's like, Anna goes into the apartment and she hears Meg like screaming. And she's like, what's going on? Holden's there, the stalker.
Oh, no. But he said he wasn't really a stalker. Paid to be one.
Paid to be. He comes running downstairs and Meg's like, oh, my gosh, he attacked me. And Anna and Meg chase after him through the stairwell. And then Meg just like pushes him over the stairwell and he goes in between the bars and he like plunks down.
Like Plinko.
Yeah.
He didn't just fall. He hit like every railing on the way down.
Yeah.
You hear every railing.
Oh, man. It's like the belt jingle all over. Did we bring a clip by any chance? No.
I did not bring a clunk because that was too scary for me.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, usually you don't see the actual fall. You just see the body and the splat. We don't see the splat. We literally just see plonk, 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 plonk. I mean, this stairwell was probably like 16 floors.
Yeah, it was,
it was so much plunking. Anyway, that was a necessary movie.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
I love it.
Point.
No, Stairway Plinko. I think, they got to use that budget somewhere.
It gave me the shivers. It gave me the icks.
It gave me the shivers. There you go.
I don't like that. So the police finally come and they care. They take statements. Holden has evidence in his apartment that links him to Juliet's murder. And he is implicated as the murderer. Case solved, right?
Holden's the murderer. Over. Bingo bango. Roll the credits. Over.
No.
Can I say this? Of course not. Can I say this?
Of course not.
If we don't find out who paid Holden to stalk Juliet, I'm going to be all kinds of angry. I'm just letting you know. Like, it's the one thing that the one gun you've loaded here. Like, you've got to.
Yep.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
So Meg invites Anna for a celebratory drink. Anna says, look, I know you hired Holden. I know you're framing him. I know everything. We are on a rooftop, and this can't go wrong.
This is where I'm going to reveal to you that I know you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
We're on a roof, a precarious roof. We've just Plinko stairwailed a dude. We're now on top of a roof, and I know it was you. This is when I'm going to choose to tell you that.
Well, you know, she goes.
They don't just end up on the roof. They're on the roof for a very specific reason.
Is there a party?
So they were wondering how the stalker kept...
Patrick's, if you're not watching Philo.tv/DTH, Patrick's like, I am excited to find this information out.
Yeah, please tell. But do tell.
So the one thing that they kept wondering was how was the stalker constantly getting in the building because they kept changing security, kept getting new doors, new locks, but he always found a way in.
Yeah.
And on his person, when he died, they found a key card.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is how he was getting in.
Bum, bum.
But then Anna has the key card, and so she's like, hey, I'll be right back. And she goes to try to get onto the roof with the key card, because that's where Juliet died.
Yeah.
And the key card doesn't work. So Anna's like, it wasn't Holden. And then the sister's like, let's have a drink. And then they like end up on the roof.
So she figures out it was Meg, correct, Meg? She figures out it was Meg because her key card doesn't work.
So Holden couldn't have been the killer because the key card didn't actually work. It was just like a fake key card.
Oh, she planted the key card. Yeah. Got it. Mm-hmm. It was Meg the whole time. See, now we've all clicked it in. Do you see, Patrick, how that was important information?
Well, swipers, you know, it's like whenever I'm at a hotel, I always lose my swiper. So
swiper, no swiping. That's right.
So my swiper never works. I always am like, is this the wrong room? Like, what's happening?
Your key card never works? You go have to go get a new one or what?
I do often have to go get a new one. look, That's why I was feeling upset about the swiper not working. It took me somewhere else.
Yeah, it was some trauma there. That's right. Yeah, for sure.
Sorry to bring it up again.
So Meg and Anna are on the roof, and she's like, "I know it was you."
Yes, and Meg's like, "Cheers, anyways." they do a little cheers. They drink, and then all of a sudden, Meg just like smashes her glass over Anna's head. And glass shatters everywhere. And then Meg stomps on her ankle.
Oh, no.
And yeah, and then it cuts to commercial.
Yeah.
So we see through a flashback, Juliet telling Meg, like, "Oh, my gosh, I broke free from social media. I feel so liberated. This is great. I'm so excited." And Meg's like, "Everything I worked for, how could you do this? You're an influencer. I bought those followers for you. And hired the stalker and all this stuff." And Juliet is like, "Well, I didn't ask you to do that, and you don't have to be like, you're my sister. Don't be my manager."
Yeah.
And Meg gets so upset she pushes her off the roof.
Oh boy! So a second roof push, a second one at this point.
Well, the only one.
No, didn't somebody? Oh no, they pushed on the stairwell. My bad. Excuse me. The second push. Off of the side of something.
Yeah, Meg only knows how to kill one way.
That's right. That's all she knows how to do.
She's a pusher.
She's a pusher.
Anna live streams the whole confession, of course.
Yeah, classic.
And Meg realizes what's going on. She tries to throw Anna over the edge, but she just ends up like falling on the floor. Like, I don't know if she pushed like Anna too hard and then just like fell. You think she falls over, but she doesn't. She gets arrested. Anna goes back to work, but for a regular, boring, old newspaper company, not an online blog.
Who would never stoop to the lowest stoop.
Yes, she's a real journalist now. Sure. The end.
So before we get to, you said the end, and well done, obviously. There's a guy in this movie named Ryan who, by our watching and someone's testimony, has physically abused two different people, and there's no recompense there at all. He just is...
Nope.
Cool.
After he and Anna fight, we don't see him again.
Wow. Cool. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. You're right. That is a big red flag.
Huge. Not a little one.
Well, he is a suspect for murder. When he turns out to not be the murderer, it's all green flags.
It's all green flags from here on out.
Didn't murder anyone. The bar is real low for men in 2024.
That's right. Yeah,
not a murderer. Go for it.
So it's at this point in the show where I get to decide, having not seen the movie and only heard from Patrick and Aaron, if I'm going to pour it up or put a cork in it. And then we're going to hear Patrick's review of the movie. I am putting a cork right in this. I think there's some fun ideas in this movie. I think a gang of stalkers that has a tattoo, like a similar tattoo, and they're called Romeos. Really fun idea for a creepy movie. This movie is not it. Some of it just didn't work. Some of it just seems very like baseline Lifetime, like the influencer, the recording, the whole thing. None of that really worked for me. None of the characters seem to stick out as being fun or interesting. I had fun though, learning about Patrick and how swipers don't work and the high school experience, but not for me. It's putting a cork in it for me. Patrick, what about you?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, it's the first one out the gate. I was hoping Lifetime would come with a bang. Maybe we'd get like a Vivica Fox movie or something, which is coming later in the month. But no, we didn't get that. We got this and not starting strong, Lifetime. I think they've been focusing too much on their new reality shows. They've got a Teresa Caputo show coming.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
She's the Long Island medium. Oh, yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about now. Yep.
So, they're really going like TLC over here and doing a lot more reality
shows. Cheaper.
So the movies are, I think, less of a priority. Mm. That's my prediction for 2024.
Wow.
And this one, like you said, the influencer culture just being so outdated, not fun. And then there were just like things with abusive stuff, like just kind of being brushed over. And not my favorite, not a good representation.
Not coming out of the gate like strong movie wise. Aaron, just what would you do here? Would you put a cork in it or?
Yeah, I mean, I did text Patrick because the beginning of this movie, it did kind of start off crazy. And as a person who lives in an apartment building, I was like, oh, this could get really scary. But very early on, like when Anna gets the message from Juliet being like, thank you so much. And Anna's like, maybe she didn't kill herself. Immediately the police is like, nope, definitely suicide. And the sister was like, definitely suicide. And I was like, well, I'm over this.
Yep. See you suckers. Yeah. Done and done.
Put a cork right in there and I had to keep watching it.
Wow. There you have it. Man.
That was early on.
I can say this.
I was like, the sister for sure did it. I'm over this movie.
Lifetime, not out of the gate strong, but I think we're out of the gate strong. I think you could make a case. This is the best episode we've ever done. I'm not saying it's because Bram was gone. That's not what I'm saying.
I'll say it.
So tune in.
Just kidding.
Every month, hopefully more than that, where Aaron, Patrick, and myself will be discussing the latest Lifetime movie. Patrick, a blast as always. Let's do it again. Let's do it again soon. Obviously, I don't know when. I don't know the movie. Do you know any of that information?
There is no nothing on the docket yet. Yes. But we will once we get that schedule. We'll know.
Leave us a review on the Deck the Hallmark feed and say we really liked that episode of Deck the Lifetime on Court, and we'll do it again. How about that? If we get some of those, we never ask for reviews anymore on Apple Podcasts. We should. Yeah, we should.
I want a review. Review me.
Have you not reviewed Deck the Hallmark yet, Patrick?
Have I personally? Yeah. I think I have.
Okay. All right. I thought you seem like someone who's thoughtful enough that would have.
I did like early.
Very early on. Yeah. That makes sense. Because I think I read your, I remember that was like when we had like 80 reviews. I think you were a very early subscriber and we appreciate it so much. There you go. And I hope you appreciated this. Until next time, I guess, may I be the first to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Aaron Shea. What? For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.